For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. People worldwide are remembering former President George H.W. Bush. Margaret Brennan put it this way on CBS's Face the Nation.
You heard Chancellor Angela Merkel of Germany give him credit, call him a father of reunified Germany. Look to something like a crisis, like the 1989 Tiananmen Square massacre, and how Bush 41 handled that. Mr. Bush had experiences having been the first U.S. envoy to China. He used that in his time as CIA director to then manage what could have really been a very different outcome for a country that went on to become our chief economic rival.
Former President Bush will lie in state at the U.S. Capitol Rotunda on Monday, allowing the public to pay its respects. A state funeral will be held on Wednesday, and his burial in Texas is on Thursday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Deck the halls with new My Pillows. You know, if you want to give those special people in your life a gift that will keep on giving all year long, consider the gift of great sleep, a good night's rest. And you can give that with this great special from my friends at My Pillow. The My Pillow Christmas Special, their lowest price ever on the 4-pack special. It includes free shipping, and their usual 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended until March 1st. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Christmas Special, enter my promo code USA. You'll get two premium My Pillows and two Go Anywhere pillows. Nothing better than the gift of restorative sleep. And by the way, you can keep two of the pillows for yourself and give away two. You know that. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Christmas Special, use my promo code USA to get two premium MyPillows, two Go Anywhere pillows at one low price. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Christmas Special, enter my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175. Remember, my promo code USA can be used for just about anything on the MyPillow.com website.
Another possible partial government shutdown is looming. USA's Chris Barnes has an update.
This time, the government's scheduled to run out of money on December 7th, which is this coming Friday. That means lawmakers could use every available day to try to negotiate a deal to avoid it, but Wednesday will be the funeral for former President George H.W. Bush. So where is congressional leaders and White House officials are considering the passage of a temporary one-week budget bill to keep the government from shutting down and allowing lawmakers to take Wednesday to attend the former president's funeral.
Central Illinois is recovering from a slew of tornadoes. 22 twisters were reported to the National Weather Service. Governor Bruce Rauner says 3 people are being treated for major injuries and 18 are being treated for minor ones.
Fortunately, no fatalities. Christian County was hit the hardest. Many families completely lost everything.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
There's a new study out on vaping marijuana. USA's Chris Barnes has the findings.
The new study says vaping marijuana is more powerful than smoking it. The study from Johns Hopkins University in Baltimore required some participants to smoke pot in the traditional way and others to use a vaping device. Researchers found that vaping it caused more negative drug effects and more cognitive impairment than the users who smoked it. The study also notes that 4 million teenagers across the U.S. say they have vaped cannabis. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
He was first known for his role as clumsy Captain Parmenter in F Troop. TV sitcom actor Ken Berry has died. He was also on The Andy Griffith Show and its spinoff, Mayberry RFD, as well as The Carol Burnett Show and its spinoff, Mama's Family. Here he is doing a commercial for Kinney Shoes.
Put your feet together, stop running around. Just step around a Kinney and you'll cover the ground. Anywhere you want to go, just head in our direction. Kinney's got it all and more. Wow, what a store. What a great American shoe store.
Ken Berry, dead at age 85. For USA Radio News,